join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Make Your Way by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
You got to know he's with you. Jesus is with you. So you know you're on the way because Jesus is with you. And so I'm making my way because I made my way to Jesus. And if I make my way to Jesus, I can make my way through everything because he's the way. Then the second thing I want to see, he says, I'm with you, but the second, he says, to fight for you. I'm with you to do what? To fight for you. Now, there's some situations where moral support ain't enough. Come on now. There's some situations where moral support isn't enough. You know I'm with you, right? Okay. If I got a couple brothers, there was a... I told you we were at a retreat. The men had retreated a couple years ago. And there was a guy there, and the brothers were talking about me, some brothers around. They said, well, you know, this is our pastor. He's our man of God, and he's helped us. And the man was, he was admiring how they were admiring me. And so he looked at one of the brothers. He said, you'll fight for him? You take a bullet for him? And I'll never forget, I'm listening too. This is a good question. I need to know who with me. And the brother said, well, if somebody was doing something to him, I would try to jump in. Now, he didn't say that quick enough. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Right away, I knew he's maybe a good brother, but he can't be on WOW. There's some brothers around the Watchman on Wall. There's some brothers here who operate in security around here. I don't need them hesitating. Well, let me say, is he winning? Come on. There's some people you need to know from the beginning. If there's a fight, they need to know before you take one blow, you ain't going to be fighting by yourself. You ain't just him in this fight. Come on. You need to have a squad, some battle bodies, some faith fighting friends. Let me just add that. Because we've been talking some faith friends, but there's sometimes you need some faith fighting friends. I know you say you believe with me, but you willing to fight with me? He said, I'm with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. The end goal, you're going to be saved. The end goal, I want you to be delivered. The end goal means I'm going to bring you out of that situation. The Lord of God is with you. He goes with you to fight for you against your enemies. For the ultimate goal of saving you, delivering you, prospering you, bringing you up, and bringing you out. That's why God promised Gideon. Okay, or rather, God promised Joshua, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Why? Because I'm going to be with you to fight for you. I want you to know whatever you're going through right now, God's fighting for you. He's not just moral, he's not moral support. He's with you to fight for you against the enemy. Now, there's no sense of taking anybody with you who won't or can't fight for you. That's why throughout the scriptures, we see in 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter, when David, 1 Samuel 25, 13, it says, David said to his men, gird up every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded up his sword. Now the sword is so you can fight. He said, and they went after David about 400 men and 200 abode by the stuff. 400 went to fight and 200 just stayed to protect what we already got. It doesn't mean that they're not useful. Y'all just stay here. Because right now, we don't need moral support. We need folks who are willing to fight. No sense of taking people into battle with you who don't fight. Let me go back to faith, friend. That's why Jesus put the rest of the folks out the room. I know y'all friends with the family and everything. You wish us well and you love us. But we going into a battle here against the prince of darkness that wants to take, that's trying to take this child's life. And I got to tell him to let her go. And I need folks in the room who are able to fight. Likewise, Gideon. Gideon, the Bible says, started off when God called Gideon and said, I want you to go against the Midianite. Gideon started off with 32,000 men. And his first cut, the first cut was by telling all the people who were too scared to fight to go home. And look what it says, Joshua 7:3. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And their return of the people, 22,000. Saying, you don't have to ask me twice. 32,000 people saying, whoever's scared going home. They said, about face. They immediately left because God goes into battle to fight for you. Sometimes we take people along that's not willing to fight. The third reason why you can make your way. Number one, God's with you. Number two, he's fighting for you. The third reason, you can make your way because God has promised to lead and direct you along the way. You know, Moses says in one place, he said, now God, if you ain't taking me here, if you ain't sending me, you ain't going to be with me. I don't want to go. What was Moses saying? God, I need you to lead me where I'm going. When Moses first started out, he pleaded even with his father-in-law. Jethro came to see him. He said, now, Jethro, please stay here and help us make it through the wilderness. He said, we haven't been this way before. You know the way through this great and terrible wilderness. He was saying, we don't know. We're in a situation that we don't know how to make it through. God has promised not only to be with us, to fight for us, but he promised to lead us all the way we should go. Somebody say, I'm going to make it because God's leading me. God has promised to show us the way through and out of anything that he tells us and leads us to do. We all know Psalms 23, verse 2, David says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Keep on going. Let me work this in here. Keep on going. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you what? Because you're with, yay, now well, you got to catch this. Verse 2 says, he's going to call me to lie down in green pastures. He's going to lead me beside still waters. Verse 3 said, he's going to restore my soul. He leads me past righteous for his name's sake. And then all of a sudden, God, hold that verse up there. Then all of a sudden, and yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Wait a minute, hold up here now. First, we're talking about green pastures, still waters, paths of righteousness, and then we talk about valley of the shadow of death. Have you ever been walking with God and he take you someplace that you don't think you're supposed to be? Along your way of walking with God, he'll lead you places that seem scary. Places like Columbia, South Carolina. Well, we went downtown last week to have lunch or brunch or something, and every time I pass the Marriott Hotel, I have a flashback to when I first came here to visit for a job interview, and I was praying, and I told Pastor Mark, I said, think about that room right up there, because I remember looking over Main Street, and the Lord spoke to me and said, yeah, I want you to come here and start a church. Who? What? A church. Me? Start a church? A church mean like I'm supposed to stay here. That ain't the plan. My plan is 2-3 years. My next promotion is to be a claim superintendent in Philadelphia. I'm just passing through. I ain't planning on staying here. Come on, y'all. I know. I only want to see your hands. But God would take you someplace you thought you was just passing through, and he'd tell you, stay right here. Well, no. This wasn't the path. This wasn't the plan. But if he's leading you, even if it looks like the valley of the shadow of death, you got to know that he's still with me. Because God will lead you sometime in places that seem scary. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. You got to know that he's leading you. Okay. He's leading you. He's directing you along the way. That's why you're going to make your way out. Isaiah 48 and 17 says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord, which teacheth thee to profit. In an economic context, to profit means to have some income over your expenses. To profit means to have more left than you started with. Are you with me here? Profit means increase. God said, I'm the God, I will teach you to increase. I'm the God who will teach you to make progress. I'm the God that will teach you to prosper. I'm the Lord thy God which teacheth thee to profit. Watch this. With leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Can I tell you, God knows where we should go and how we should go better than we do. So there are times, you know, that y'all hear me talk about Solomon. Solomon's old. It won't be long now. Like the monkey when you put a tail on railroad track. Thank you. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you. See, that's moral support right there. Just like the monkey when you put a tail on railroad track. It won't be long now. Okay. But Solomon used to love to walk. He used to run. He used to run, jump, everything. Now, Solomon, like, yeah, because Pastor Mark fed him too much. Okay. And so used to take Solomon out and used to let him go to handle his business. And then I would maybe walk up to the mailbox or take him for a walk. Solomon now, when after he get finished and I go to, we ain't walking back to the house, he'll stop. He goes, like, I ain't trying to walk over here. Like, no, I want to go this way. And I said, come on. And I pull him and make one here come on. But he's now, sometimes when God's leading us, that's what we try to do. We like, I don't want to go over there. But he's leading us. He said, I'm leading you in the way, look at this, that thou, put that scripture, Isaiah 48 and said, that thou should go. Oh, it didn't say I'm leading you in the way you, oh, the way you want to go. I'm leading you the way you should go. Have you ever not listened to the navigation system? Because you think you know the way better than they know. And by the way, they have one now called, was it Waves? Waves is really one of the best, because Waves will forewarn you of things ahead. It will say, get off here. Traffic congestion up ahead. You're like, we don't know what you're talking about. And you ignore the Waves and run right into the traffic. God said, I'm going to lead you the way you should go. And God will lead us in ways where we should go, even if we don't want to go. God will lead us in ways we should go, even though if it's not the place the way we would go. He said, I'm going to lead you the way that you should go. Proverbs 3. I'm trying to finish this here. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Stop going the way that you think you should go. allow me to lead you. Lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your degree, because your degree don't have anything to do with this. Lean not to your past experience, because you haven't been this way before. He said, you're going to have to trust me completely, wholly. That means all your heart. And lean not, don't think you know better than me. Meditate on my word day and night. Do what I say. I'll cause you to profit. I'll cause you to prosper. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In all your ways acknowledge who? Acknowledge him. You know, I'm at a place in my life, you know, and God has blessed me more than I ever imagined being blessed. And I was even talking to someone yesterday. I told Pastor Mark, I said, when I hear people lately, I said, maybe I did it when I was younger, you know, but I'm more mature now. But I said, when I hear people just start boasting on themselves too much, it's just something that just irritates me about that. You know, particularly people who are supposed to be Christian. You know, I'm real smart, you know, because I know the word and da 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 and da da da, and God's blessed me, you know, and I'm a businessman. I got acumen and da da da. And I was like, I said, Lord, did I ever do that? Because I try to tell people, I'm a God-made man. I'm not a self-made man. God bless all you self-made people. I didn't know how to make myself. I was making a mess of myself. Okay, I'm about to wreck myself. So God had, I'm a God-made man. And he says here, God says, I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to direct you. But you got to trust me with all your heart. And you can't lean to your own. Don't think you know better than me. Well, I just don't see. I don't see how I'm going to get out of debt if I tithe. Lean not to your own understanding. I don't see how this is going to get better if I keep walking in love and let them walk all over me. Lean not to your own understanding. Well, don't look like God can handle it. I'm going to take this in my own hands. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. That's how you're going to get out. That's how you're going to make your way. You have to acknowledge him, let him lead your path. Because God sometimes will lead you into situations and circumstances where you have no choice but to depend on him. We don't like to preach about it and hear about it, but Matthew 4:1 is something that kind of messes up our faith a little bit, and messes up our concept of God. Matthew 4:1, it said, then was Jesus led of the Spirit. And it'd be wonderful if it had a little S, then we could say, well, his spirit was wrong. No, he was led of the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He was led by God into a situation of testing. Oh, we don't like that. He was led by God into a trying time. He was led by God into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He was led by God into a place that the devil was going to start messing with him. Oh my God. And can I tell you, anytime God is leading you into a wilderness of temptation, he's going to lead you out of it. It's a place you got to go through because of something that lies ahead. When I was meditating on this week, those of you following me on Twitter, you saw I got a revelation on this. And I said, if Jesus never defeated the devil in the wilderness at the beginning of his ministry, he never would have defeated the devil in the garden at the end of his ministry. Sometimes you're going through this, but it's for that. Oh, glory to God. Some of you are going through something right now, and you think this ain't about this, it's about that. And God said, when you get through this, you are going to know that I am who I said I am. You will know that you are stronger than you thought you were. You're going to know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. This is for that. I'm leading you. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I know you're in a test right now, and I know this seems like a great battle, but it's really a little battle compared to the battle that you're going to face. But you got to understand this, that great victories come through great battles. How many of us want great victories? Great victories come through great battles. Let me end with this here. Exodus 13, 17 and 18. It said, it came to pass. Somebody say, God lead me, God lead me. Come on, he's going to show you way out. Exodus 13, 17, 18. It says, it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go. When Pharaoh let the children of Israel out of Egypt. Look at this. that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. What? Wait. Let me. Maybe I misunderstood something. Maybe I need some Greek. Maybe I need some Hebrew. Maybe I need some Aramaic. Maybe I need to understand the Chaldean language. Something not right here. That when Pharaoh let the people go, God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. That would have been shorter. We could have got here quicker. Sometimes you say, now, why are you taking me that way? Well, God, if you wanted me in South Carolina, I start off in New Jersey. The way to South Carolina from New Jersey, just get on 95. We could have did that journey in 10 hours. Why you got to lead me through Maine, north, 7 hours, to Oklahoma? About 20 hours from Maine. I drove it one time. From Tulsa, Oklahoma, to Case, South Carolina. And we got to take how many years to do this? From 86 to 95, 9 years? Why we got to take 9 years going all around the country to just take a trip that could have been 10 hours? Because you don't have in you what you need to have in you in 10 hours. Y'all don't listen to me here. God said, I'm leading you. You're going to make your way. But in order for you to make your way and stay in the way that you make, I'm going to have to take you through some things so you can be prepared to maintain what you obtain. You can have in you what I want to come out of you. You can get developed in you what needs to bless other people. And God did not take them through the land of Philistine, although it was near. For God said, let's adventure. The people repent when they see war and return to Egypt. God said, you ain't ready for this battle. The reason why I got to take you this way, because there's an enemy that's going to come against you that you are not ready for. I can't tell y'all how many times I get concerned about people who become popular too quick. I can't tell you how many times I get concerned about people who get in the limelight too quick. Because when you're in the light, people see things that they didn't see in the dark. When you're in the light, they see everything about you. I was looking at a movie yesterday, just passing the channels, or a couple days ago, and I said to Pastor Mark, I said, wow, this is a particular movie star who looked very beautiful. I said, she got bad skin. Okay? But what I realized is that at the time that movie was made, like in 92, they didn't have high definition. But now when you look at a high definition TV, you can see all the blemishes. Oh, y'all listening to me. Sometimes you ain't ready for HD. You may think you're ready for HD. God said, you ain't ready. You need to stay back over here and help me technical people in this analog world right now. Okay? Because you are not ready for high definition yet. Because if you get in the high definition, you're going to see things that you weren't ready to see. And people are going to see things in you that they are not ready to see. And now what you thought was a blessing to you can become a curse to you. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody here today. Less adventure, less peradventure. The people repent that you try to go backwards because you figure that I can't make it. He said, but verse 18, and I'm going to end here. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Through the way of the wilderness in the Red Sea. Why would God lead them to the Red Sea when they could have gone to the land of the Philistines? But if they got to the Philistines, they would have had to fight. And they weren't prepared to fight. These were former slaves and former builders. They were not warriors. Come on, you don't train your slaves to be warriors. They were not warriors. They were builders and agriculturists and farmers. But now they would have to be in a situation of fighting. But God was leading them. So he led them by the Red Sea. Why the Red Sea? Well, Because when you get to the Red Sea, you realize I can't fight anyway, so I got to depend on God. Come on now. I can't, there's no place for me to run. There's no place for me to hide. I got all this water before me. I got mountains on the side of me, and I got the enemy chasing me. God, I need you. And God will lead you in a way to put you in a situation that you got to say, I lift my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. All my help comes from the Lord. God, I have no might against this great army, but my eyes are on you. You got to know God's leading you even in the rough places. So God will lead us in situations just to depend on him, but you're making your way. I know it looks like it's a long way, but he's leading you, so you're making your way. I know it looks like there's no way out, but he's leading you, so you're making your way. I know you think you don't have strength to keep going, but he's leading you. Recently, up until my last grandchild, because in this COVID-19 era, family members can't be there, but my two prior grandchildren, we were in the room with them even while labor, up until the point, you know, I left, up to the point that they actually started pushing and delivering. And I remember two of my daughter-in-law, both of them saying in one way or another, one of my daughters, she said, I'm so tired. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to impress myself. No, you're going, babe, you're going to be able to do it. She said, I'm so tired. I'm not going to. She said, oh, no, you're going to be able to. Look at your neighbor. Say, I know you're tired, but you're going to be able to deliver. Yes, you will. Okay. Then my next granddaughter, she was so tired. She said, I'm so tired. I'm not going to have any strength to push. He said, oh, no, yeah. And then, you know, I was reading the book, so I said, you're going to be all right.
You need to know that you don't have to be stuck in whatever you think you're stuck in. You can make your way prosperous and have good success. In this series, Bishop Herbert Bailey shows us why and how we can make our way. To order this series, call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for Make Your Way. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.